Hey guys, welcome back to the Off Task Podcast with Paul, Ava, and Claire, aka
The Pack.
So today's topic is dress code. Not just like dress code, you know, like every day, because here in the US you can like wear whatever you want, but we're talking about school dress code. So would you like to tell us what the dress code is?
All right, so here in the Wake County Public School System, the dress code is you can't have exposed undergarments, sagging pants, see-through or excessively short, tight, or revealing clothes, bare midriff or strapless shirts, clothing with indecent or vulgar messages or illustrations, clothing that advertises products or services illegal to minors, head coverings, chains, spikes, or other accessories that could be perceived as or used as weapons, clothing that violates the school system's policy against gang and gang-related activities.
That was a mouthful.
Yeah, good job, Paul. Never heard you read anything that smoothly.
I know. Good job.
Good job.
Thank you.
So that's just our school system. Since we're in WCPSS, like
Wake County
Public School, since we're in that district, that's just ours. It can get really extreme in other places, too. But basically, if you're still confused on what a dress code is, like if somehow you're living under a rock, it's when we have like some people follow like a code of conduct for some things. It's kind of like that, except with dressing appropriately.
Yeah,
if you can't tell, I'm putting
quotes up. Just say quote unquote.
Bunny ears, quote unquote. Yeah. Anyways, we have to dress like appropriately, quote unquote, for the school, and so that you don't cause a scene or something. Somehow that could happen with maybe a shirt or something that you're wearing. So it's just like kind of something that you have to follow and to wear appropriate stuff-ish.
Yeah, cool. And usually this dress code is pretty basic across the U.S., except, of course, if you go to like a school where it requires a uniform, then they're really strict about like the colors and like the skirt or like the pants you wear. But with this dress code, it's pretty like solid across US, but it really depends on the school you go to, because some teachers like really don't care that much and they'll let certain things like slide, and then other teachers in other schools are like super hard on every single like part of this list.
Yeah, like if you're wearing a hoodie and you have your hood up, some of my teachers, they don't really care, but some of my other teachers will be like, take that off right now.
Hold on.
Yeah. You can't, no hoods in the building.
Oh. Take it off.
Yeah,
and then one of my friends that goes to St. David's, actually, she's told me about how she'll be at St. David's just chilling, you know, minding her own business. And one day she'll wear like pants and they'll be like, oh my God, those pants are too tight, when they're like bell-bottom jeans, really loose. And it's super strict like that. That's not actually what happened. I was just kind of over-exaggerating. But she can't wear, I don't think she can wear short sleeve shirts. She can't wear certain colors, I'm pretty sure, too. And I think you have to wear pants that are below your knees. So khaki shorts coming for the win.
Give me my cargo khakis.
Cargo.
No, but anyways, so we pulled two female students and two male students from our school just to see what they think about the dress code. So one girl said, it's annoying when I can't wear certain shirts because they don't fully cover my butt and leggings. It really limits what I can wear, since most of her clothes probably like don't follow that. And then another one said, dress code is way too strict and we should be able to wear whatever we want to. Hashtag freedom.
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 I mean, there are some things that obviously, like, you can't wear to school. Like, you can't wear, like, your skin to school because...
Your skin?
Yeah, like, nudity. you can't wear air to school, you know?
Yeah. But, like, you also, like, things like crop tops.
If you want to come to school wearing nothing, just wear something camo and no one will see it.
Oh. Ooh. That's a great idea.
Unless your school doesn't allow that, in case that sucks. So
yeah. It's okay.
But like,
you can get through this.
Things like nudity, and like obviously you can't like come to school wearing just like undergarments. So
or for some reason
bathing
you can't
suits.
Wear, you can't suits. Wear pajamas either.
Okay, no, certain pajamas. Like if I came to school in my pajama pants, like nobody would care.
The teachers would. Like,
yeah, they would.
I can see your butt through that.
I'd be like, why are you looking? Okay. So, anyways, so two of the boys said, one said, I feel restricted of what I want to wear because I like revealing clothing. And then another said that they think it's a fair system to keep school year appropriate in our learning environment.
But what most females are really heated about right now is that how they can't be themselves at school and wear what they want because they'll be wearing a shirt that's off the shoulder maybe, and, like, yeah. It won't even be that bad. And the teacher will maybe send them home for it, and it'll really affect their education because maybe they miss a test and they have to make it up and they don't remember, like, the curriculum that was on the test. And it can really affect that. And it's kind of, like, and the reason why they say, like, that girls can't wear that is because it's too distracting for faculty and male students there. And
that's why girls are, like, really against it, and hashtag triggers them.
And they feel insecure about it because it's kind of encouraging, like, a male-dominant environment. And that's what girls don't want to have. Yeah. So it's really triggering for them and how they can't be themselves and wear what they want because they should teach boys not to, like, treat girls like that and stare at their, like, shoulders.
Yeah, honest. Like, it's my shoulders. Like, don't look at my shoulders
and
that,
like,
way.
A bra strap, like, girls have to wear bras. Everyone knows it. Like,
yeah, like, some girls do. Like, it's not, like, it's needed. So, like, yeah, it's really disrespectful.
Everyone
they
knows
you, like,
it.
Cover it.
Yeah.
Just because of, like, a boy.
I know. And they're, like...
What do you think about this, Paul?
Yeah.
You're a male
about
here.
The dress code or what?
About what girls think.
All right. Well, I think it's fair because, well, I haven't really looked into the girl side of it, but I think it's a fair system, but there could be some, it could be rewritten in a few ways. They could change a few things.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, really.
That's interesting, Paul. No, but very. Also, like, if you really look at the,
some things, are ridiculous.
Yeah, okay, some things are ridiculous, but like I said earlier, it really depends on the certain teachers of the certain faculty because different schools enforce it in different ways. Like, if I had, like, a bralette showing or something, some teachers, like, at my school wouldn't care.
And like, then some would be, like, extremely, like, offended and be like, that's so bourgeois of you. And bourgeois means middle class and unclassy, if you didn't know that. So
her vocabulary, am I right, ladies
facts.
And gentlemen?
Talk about education here at Daniels Middle School. Yes. But anyway, some of the teachers that will teach that education will get on your back and be like, oh my gosh, that is so disrespectful to the school for having your bra strap showing. I can't believe you. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so that's like the main thing people have this is that dress code can be sexist.
Yeah, kind of sexist towards women. And there's actually some things like completely ridiculous. Like there was this one kid, was it a girl or a boy? I think it was, like, a girl who was sent home from her school because she wore the wrong shade of green.
Must have had, like, uniforms or something.
Yeah.
And then there was this other one, too. She was a little girl, and she went to kindergarten. Her hair was up in, I'm pretty sure it was, like, two pigtails, and she got sent home because it was too distracting to the other kids. Like, first of all, kindergarten, when are you going to learn? Like, you're going to forget all of it anyway.
Like, it doesn't...
Like, oh, I'm trying to use yellow to color my picture and I can't because your pigtails, whoa.
Oh, my gosh.
Big deal.
No, but, like, also, it was this one girl. She had, like, an afro sort of hairstyle and it was too, like, distracting and kids couldn't see. So she got, like, suspended.
I know.
And was told to, like, change her hair.
That's just move the kid to the back of the class. Like, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, there's easier ways to handle it, and some people just take it way out of proportion, and the rules are just too strict in some ways, in a lot of ways. And some people disagree, and they're like, oh, no, we need this, but it's not that big of a deal. Like, what's the deal with no hats? Like, and no hoods?
Yeah, I think it's more of, like, a disrespect thing once you're inside a building that is, like, representing the flag everywhere. I'm pretty sure it's something to do with, like, have you heard of it? Like, when you have to take your hat off for the national anthem, it's that kind of thing.
Yeah,
since since you do the Pledge of Allegiance in school, like,
well, you could take it off,
like,
for that.
Yeah, but I don't understand how it's that distracting, like, during class.
I know, like, some kids, like, focus better, like, with the hood, like, surrounding the sides of their faces.
And it helps them, like, block out
and
surrounding,
makes them feel,
like
more secure, like, in
so
the classroom.
So, if you're facing down at your paper and someone else is, like, doing something and you can't see them because of your hood, it just helps.
It helps.
Yeah.
Helps you focus.
And then there's shorts, too. I mean, like, yeah, shorts. So people get on your back for shorts. I mean, they're not supposed to be longs. They're shorts for a reason. That's why they're called shorts, to
longs.
Be short.
I kind of like longs. Anyways, so that's all we have to say for this episode. So just, like, think about your opinions on dress code and whether girls' dress code can relate to, like, sexism, and what's your, like, thoughts on no hats and, like, different things like that.
And shorts and longs.
And, of course, your dress code can be different wherever you are, but this is how it is at our school. So, yeah. Thanks for listening. Tune into the next episode. Follow us at DMS Podcasts DMS Podcast on Instagram for updates.
And on Twitter at DMS. I mean,
it's like DMS underscore podcast, I think.
I don't know.
We don't know.
It's okay.
Something.
It's in the Instagram. It's in the Instagram bio. So
yeah.
Hit us up.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.